今日带领的湖人会将读今日的经文，是从使徒行传一章十二至十四节。我们会先用广东话读，再用英文读。
The worship leaders will read today's scripture, Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, first in Cantonese, then in English.
使徒行传一章十二到十四节。有座山名叫橄榄山，离耶路撒冷不远，若有安息日可走的路程。当下门徒从那里回耶路撒冷去，进了城就上了所住的一间楼房，在那里有彼得、约翰、雅各、安德烈、腓力、当马、巴多罗买、马大亚勒菲的儿子雅各、粉羊羊的西门和雅各的儿子犹大。这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，同心合意的行切祷告。
Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and his brothers.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
今天我们很高兴有郑振元牧师，他要为我们分享神的信息，题目是恢复家庭崇拜二。
Today we are happy to have Pastor Jin Chung share with us God's message entitled Restoring Family Worship Part 2.
Would you join me in a word of prayer?
我们再祈祷。
Only in the name of Jesus Christ we stand before you, O God.
主要唯独靠耶稣基督的名，我们站在你的面前。
Only by the blood of Christ that covers our sin, we are not destroyed by your holiness.
是唯独靠耶稣基督的宝血遮盖我们的罪，以致我们不会被你的圣洁所毁灭。
So we stand in humility and confidence.
所以我们谦卑的，但是带着信心的站在你面前。
Humble before you, for we know we do not deserve any good things from you.
知道我们不配得从你里面得到什么好处。
But confidence, knowing that we receive what you have promised to your Son Jesus and all spiritual benefits.
但我们有信心的，知道能够从你里面藉着耶稣基督对我们的应许所领受的。
Father, if there is anything in our hearts and mind that are grievous against you this morning,
主啊，如果我们的心里面有任何的东西是敌挡你的，
things that you hate the most,
任何事情你是所憎恶的，
we confess our sins before you.
我们在你面前去认罪。
Would you once again renew us with your word?
求主你再一次用你的话语去更新我们。
Clean our hearts with your word.
用你的话语去捉住我们的心。
Strengthen us with your word.
去给我们有力量。
And once again allow us to come before you with confidence to call you Abba Father.
我们有信心的来到，再一次来到你面前，称你为我们的阿爸父。
Restore your families, O God.
修复你的家庭，
each and every one of them.
每一个。
For they are the one that displays love of Christ and the church.
因为他们是彰显耶稣基督的爱和教会。
Would you bless the head of the households?
求主你祝福家庭的每一位首位的。
Would you bless wives?
祝福做妻子的。
Would you bless children?
祝福孩子的。
That each household of this church may be a small but great place of prayer.
愿这里 教会的每一个家庭都是一个虽然小但是一个好地方去祈祷的。
Speak to us in our hearts.
向我们的心去说话。
And illuminate our minds.
去光照我们的心。
So that we may live the way you want us to live, according to the word.
以致我们能够跟随你的话语去活一个你要我们活的生命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen. We are in the fifth sermon on the sermon series of Grace in Motion, the Worshiping Community.
我们在我们一系列讲到下恩典流动的讲到的第五讲。
A few weeks ago, we saw the first part of restoring family worship.
几个礼拜前，我们讲到第一家庭崇拜的第一讲。
And we challenged head of the households as Jacob had to remove all the idols from his house.
讲到雅各要在他的家里面将所有的偶像都拿走，我们都挑战家庭的每一位的作首位的去这样做。
Were you able to remove idols from your house?
你是否能够在你的家庭里面去拿走这些偶像呢？
Anything that hinders you to come before God?
任何阻止你来到神面前的事。
But you won't be able to do it alone, can't you?
但是藉着你自己不能够靠着你自己去做。
So today we're going to look at from a different angle of restoring house worship.
今天我们从另一个角度去看到怎样去修复这个家庭的崇拜。
So if you want to understand what a society worships, we want to look at its architecture.
如果你想看看这个社区的崇拜是怎样的时候，你去看看它的建筑。
About 100 years ago, if you walk through a typical neighborhood, you would see almost every home has a massive front porch.
100年前，如果你行过一啲嘅社区，一个普通嘅社区嘅时候，你见到每一个屋企前边都有一个好大嘅前廊。
But if you walk through a newly constructed upscale suburban neighborhood like Manhattan, you see a very different styles of home.
但如果你喺今日去睇到一个比较好的一个社区的时候，你看到的啲屋都是不同的。
The front porch is virtually non-existent.
咁啊，呢啲咁嘅前廊咧，唔再出现。
It is all replaced by three-car garage or at least something else.
咁啊，好多时咧都喺屋嘅前面咧，只不过一个可能三架车嘅大车房或者其他嘢。
The front porch was designed for community life.
前廊系被设计嚟，其实系作为一个社区嘅用途。
You sat there in the evening, neighbors would pass by.
黄昏的时候你坐在那里，你见到邻居走来走去。
And talk to them casually, organically.
你跟他们去聊天去讲话。
But now we don't have that, but rather we have something that would serve us better.
但是今天呢，就没有这些东西，是有一些东西是其实是用来服侍自己的。
At least that's what we think.
至少我们是这样想。
But we understand, we live in an incredibly busy life, don't we?
我们今天的生活都很忙碌。
Because at the end of the day, all we want is to park your car on your driveway, get out, go to bed, without even ever having make an eye contact with your neighbor.
我们回到家想做的只不过是在家前面泊好的车入屋，可能就四处去睡觉，都没有想过要跟任何的邻居去聊天。
Even the work balance, whatever philosophy or teaching that they say is, you know, have your work life and pleasure balanced well. 9 to 5, you think about your work. After 5, you shut off.
纵使他们说你的生活、你的工作和生活要有平衡，可能你翻朝九晚五的时候，你做完工，咁你就唔使理任何工作嘅嘢，翻到屋企。
So our key point is community this morning.
我今日想讲嘅就系一个社区。
But this community looks totally different in today's passage as the opening pages of the new Christian church.
但我们今天所看的经文是开始一个新的教会的时代的时候，这个社区这个字是很不同。
Because if you read first six chapters of Book of Acts,
如果你看使徒行传头六章的时候，
they all show us a glorious startof the greatest spiritual awakening that we can think of in human history in a normal and ordinary household.
我们看到的就是说形容在人类历史里面最大一个属灵的觉醒的时代， 只不过系发生喺一个普通嘅屋企嘅里边。
The glorious beginning of the greatest spiritual awakening for the church.
一个对于教会嚟讲最荣耀嘅属灵嘅觉醒嘅年代。
And it happens in one's ordinary, very normal house.
发生在一个很普通的家里面。
So this morning, I want to take you inside of this home.
所以今天早上，我想带你进入到这个家庭的里面。
And particularly its upper room.
特别是这个是楼房。
And I want to show you the astonishing things that God does when an ordinary family opens their ordinary home to be an extraordinary place.Of prayer.
让我们看到就是说当一个普通的家庭他开放他家的时候让我们看到神去用他成为一个不普通的一个祈祷的地方一个荣耀的地方
The things God does when an ordinary family opens their ordinary home to be an extraordinary house of prayer
当一个普通的家庭将他们普通的家开放来的时候神就去用它成为一个不普通的祈祷的地方
Let's begin by tracing back to verse 12
我们首先看回第十二节
Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet which is near Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey away
他说有一座山名叫橄榄山离耶路撒冷不远约有安息日可走的路程
The previous pericope of today's text tells us that Jesus wasHad disappeared into cloud. He ascended into heaven.
之前的经文讲到耶稣基督升天喺已经离开咗地上。
And he had promised the coming of the Holy Spirit.
佢应许咗圣灵会嚟到。
But at this very specific moment, the disciples had nothing.
但喺嗰一刻，使徒冇任何嘅嘢。
The Pentecost hasn't happened yet.
呢个五旬节仲未发生。
They didn't have any theological degrees.
他们没有任何的神学的学位。
All they had was a simple commandment by Jesus to wait in Jerusalem.
他们唯有的就是唯一一个耶稣给他们诫命就是在耶路撒冷里面去等候。
Wait in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷等候。
Now Jerusalem was the exact city, if you remember, that conspired against publicly crucified their Lord Jesus.
耶路撒冷就是这个罗马政府在那里去公开的处决耶稣基督钉他的十字架。
It was a city that they just murdered their leader.
他刚刚的将他们的领袖杀了。
And Jesus commands not to depart from that place, but wait.
但耶稣说你们不要离开耶路撒冷你要在那里等候。
So after Jesus ascended, what do they do?
咁耶稣升天之后，呢啲使徒做乜嘢咧
？They walk a Sabbath day's journey.
佢行一个安息日可走嘅路程。
It's roughly about three-quarters of a mile to Jerusalem.
大概系四分三里去到耶路撒冷。
They walked through they walked down Mount Olivet.
佢由橄榄山行落去。
They crossed the Kidron Valley.
经过基德伦谷。
Then they weave through the streets of Jerusalem.
然后经过耶路撒冷的街道。
And probably they tried everything they could to avoid the watchful eyes of the religious authorities.
可能他们都会尝试去避开那些属灵领袖的监视。
And then in verse 13, they say they retreat to the upper room where they were staying.
咁然后第三十三节形容到佢哋上咗一间楼房，佢哋留喺嗰度。
The upper room.
一个楼房
so they probably knew where that was.
可能他们知道那个地方在哪里。
Nobody had to explain where that was.
没人要去解释那个地方在哪里。
It is that house that everybody goes to pray.
是那个地方大家都去祈祷的地方。
It is that upper room where the head of the household opens up so the church people can come and gather.
是那一间楼房那个屋主呢去打开开门迎接他们他教会的人呢他们去祈祷。
Now, the first century Jerusalem, an upper room, was built completely flat on top of the standard residential home.
在第一世纪耶路撒冷里面，这些楼房是在一间普通的屋的 平頂上邊咧去起上嚟。
And you often had a ladder on the side, the exterior staircase that you can generally go up, and it's usually the largest area of your home.
好多時就係喺出邊咧有一條樓梯，你喺嗰度可以上呢個樓房。呢、這個地方咧通常係間屋裏邊最大嘅一個地方。
And the upper room that these disciples went, has a more description of it in Acts 12.
咁喺使徒行傳十二章裏邊咧。有更加詳細的形容這個樓房。
And apparently this was a home of a woman named Mary.
很明顯是一個叫瑪利亞的女人的家。
Mary was mother of Mark, who wrote the Gospel of Mark.
這個瑪利亞就是馬可那個馬可福音的作者，她的媽媽。
And according to Colossians 4:10, Mary was a Barnabas' aunt.
根據哥羅西書四章十節呢，这个玛利亚就是巴拿巴的姨。
Let's talk about this mom, a mother of, whose name was Mary.
让我们去讲一下这个称为玛利亚的妈妈。
Because the biblical text never mentions her husband,
经文呢从来没有提过她的丈夫，
even a father of Mark,
或者马可的爸爸都没有讲过。
And in Acts 12, the house was referred to as Mary's, not her husband's.
咁喺《使徒行傳》十二章呢間屋咧，係形容係瑪利亞嘅屋企，唔係佢嘅丈夫嘅屋。
Theologians speculate she's most likely a widow。
咁神學家咧就去估計咧，呢個女人咧係一個寡婦。
And she was a prominent supporter of the early church。
係早期教會一個好大嘅支持者。
Because that's where Peter went whenever he needed some help. That's where they met.Praying for the Pentecost, it was the birthplace. The house was the birthplace of Christian movement. So,
同樣嘅係彼得要尋求幫助嘅時候，佢會去嗰個地方，同埋佢哋五旬節佢哋去祈禱嘅時候，亦都係去嗰個地方。所以係開始初期教會一個好重要嘅地方。
Not just opening up her house for the ministry or the work of God, she was also known to be a good, faithful mother who taught her son well.
不单只是她打开她的家去欢迎使徒去进入，并且是讲到玛利亚是教导她的儿子马可去好好的作为一个属灵的人。
Now, interestingly, Mark was called both John and Mark, so I guess he had two names, or first name and middle name.
而这个马可有两个名，可能有稱佢為約翰馬可，可能係兩個名字。
And later God used him to write the Gospel of Mark that we have.
稍後嘅時間，神就用佢去寫成呢個馬可福音。
So she did not just open her house to the work of God, but she raised a believing son who loved the work of God.
佢唔單止去瑪利亞打開佢屋企去成就神嘅工作，並且佢去養大馬可去做神嘅工作。
And he even grew up to be a point of being useful to both Paul and Peter.
他甚至乎长大的时候能够成为对于保罗和彼得都有帮助的人。
So it is without question that we can speculate Mark's life did reflect the faithful widowed mother and his and their incredible trust in the Lord.
所以我们可以去推测就是说马可从马可身上可以看到他妈妈是对神很忠心，并且他们很相信神。
And we know that Mary was not a coward.
我们知道玛利亚不是一个懦弱的人。
She was a brave woman.
她很勇敢。
When the early Christians were under persecution,
当初期教会的基督徒是受到逼迫的时候，
When Jesus ascended into heaven,
当耶稣升天之后，
Mary still opened her home.
瑪利亞仍然打開佢屋企。
She still welcomed the church, the persecuted group of people, into her home at great personal risk.
佢仍然願意冒險去將佢屋企開放俾呢班被政府逼迫嘅基督徒。
I mean, just imagine with me.
我哋想象一下。
She leaves her doors wide open to the most dangerous, wanted, disruptive people in human history.
佢打開屋企嘅門，讓呢班喺歷史上邊咧被認為咧係最麻煩、最危險嘅一班人嚟到。
It's like Rahab in the Old Testament, hiding the two spies against her entire army of the nation.
好似舊約嘅時候咧，拉合咧係將呢個由以色列嚟嘅兩個探子去收埋，去唔俾佢嘅國家嘅人知道。
I remember she's a widow.
記得佢係一個寡婦。
There's no husband.
冇丈夫。
It was just her and Mark.
淨係得佢同埋馬可。
But Mary thought every bit of it was worth it.
但係瑪利亞佢認為佢覺得佢咁樣做咧係值得嘅。
For God Himself.
為著神自己。
Her house.
佢屋企。
Her family.
佢家庭。
Even risking her own life.
甚至乎咧係佢擺上佢嘅生命。
If she just thought about what occurred in her home over the past 3 years.Was Jesus bringing his disciples into her home?
好似佢讲，佢谂翻起三年之前嘅时间，耶稣都将佢嘅门徒带到去佢屋企。
She said, "My life, I give to you, God."
佢话神啊，我将我嘅生命俾你。
Now, if you think about it, this upper room did not become holy all of a sudden on the day of Pentecost.
你谂下呢个楼房咧，唔系突然间喺五旬节嗰一日咧就变得好圣洁。
Jesus himself had visited this place.
耶稣自己都嚟过呢个地方。
And when Jesus visited, he didn't come alone. He brought Peter with him.
耶稣嚟嘅时候咧，唔系自己嚟，佢将彼得一齐带嚟。
He brought James, John, and all his 12 disciples with them to this house. What a blessing would that be?
佢将约翰、将雅各、将其他嘅门徒咧都带到嚟，好似一个好大嘅祝福。
But if you knew that they were men with absolutely no social standards, even if it's a blessing, you would hinder to open your home for them.
纵使好似一个好似祝福咁样，但系呢啲人咧，对于玛利亚嘅其实并冇任何嘅益处。
Imagine the sheer chaos this created for Mary as a homeowner.
作瑪利亞作為呢個屋主，你想象到佢哋帶嚟嘅混亂係幾咁大
？When they arrive, the food supply instantly ran out.
佢哋嚟到嘅時候咧，你就要將屋企所有嘅嘢攞出嚟就去款待佢哋。
The mopped and cleaned floors are once again covered with mud.
可能地下咧就全部都係泥，你要去清潔。
The kitchen probably became a furnace of endless cooking.
你的厨房就可能会不断地要去煮嘢食俾佢哋。
All of her quiet privacy，
佢所有嘅私人嘅安静嘅时间都冇晒。
All of her personal life，
所有嘅私人生活都
冇晒。They all evaporated，
全部蒸发晒。
The moment they walked through that door，
就喺嗰一刻，当佢哋进入呢个门嘅时候。
Yet Mary kept that door open for them，
但系玛利亚仍然将呢个门敞开俾佢哋。
For the work of God to be done。
为着神的工作能够完成。
Because he remembers, she remembers Jesus with his 12 disciples when they came, it was blessing to their house.
因为他记得当耶稣将他的12个门徒带到来的时候，他们是他屋企的一个祝福。
Let's bring this crashing, let's bring this truth into our modern Western context.
让这个真理呢，我们今天去看回在我们今天西方的社会的背景之下是怎样。
Let's try to dissect our heart and try to expose some of the idolatry operating underneath our family values.
让我们呢去剖开我们的心，将我们在家庭价值观之下的一些的偶像去剔除出来。
When is the last time you invited an unbeliever to be sat in your dining room?
上一次你邀请未信嘅人嚟到你屋企嘅餐桌旁系几时咧
？Or even one step further, when is the last time you opened up your home to invite your church family members?
喺上一次你几时去邀请你教会嘅家庭嘅弟兄姊妹嚟到你屋企咧
？When was the last time you opened your house?Without expecting any socio-economic advantage,
你上一次打开你屋企，你唔期待有任何嘅社交上任何嘅好处嘅时候系几时咧
？Our dear friend Tim Keller's framework of idolatry demands us to ask this question.
咁喺 Tim Keller 介所讲喺偶像呢样嘢，我问咗一个问题。
The question is, what are we trusting in for?Salvation.
就是说我们在救恩里面我们信靠什么
We repent of neglecting the church body.
我哋承认，我哋悔改，我哋去藐视咗基督嘅肢体。
And we do that.
我哋咁样做。
But more importantly, we must repent of our righteousness.
但更加重要嘅，我哋去对我哋嘅自义，我哋要去悔改。
We believe that our meticulous networking, our meticulous expensive zip code, and our meticulous curated environment will ultimately save my family.
我哋认为我哋去不断嘅系建立嘅网络、社交嘅网络，我哋系去揾一个好好嘅社区去居住，或者去点样建立我哋嘅环境，能够至终去拯救我哋同埋我哋屋企。
This is as bad as idolatry because you're ignoring the head of the household, who is Jesus Christ Himself.
但当你咁样做嘅时候咧，你就否定咗耶稣基督作为你家庭嘅首居首。
I don't want you to have a bad image about Christian homes this morning.
今天早上我唔想你对于我哋基督徒嘅家庭有任何嘅错误嘅印象。
Because that's the exact object of Jesus' blood that was shed upon the cross.
因为呢个就系耶稣基督喺十字架上边佢流出嘅宝血去拯救嘅。
But we must not buy the lie that says the church is an elite, moralistic country club where everyone has to be getting better and better and better.
但我哋亦都唔好去相信一个假象，就系话教会咧要系应该系一间乜社会上一边更加高尚嘅人吓，又喺道德嘅价值里边更加高尚嘅人。
Let's look at upper room again。
我哋再睇下呢个楼房。
Who were these people？
呢班系咩人咧
？Fishermen，
渔夫
；traders，
背叛者
；terrorists，
恐怖分子。
The deniers of the truth of the resurrection,
佢否定真理复活嘅
，weeping skeptics,
佢有抱住怀疑论嘅人。
These are the ones that God used to build the foundation of the church.
呢班人就系神去使用去建立成为呢个教会嘅根基嘅人。
The gospel does not say, clean yourself up so you can come to Jesus.
这个福音并不是说你要将自己清洁好以致能够来到耶稣那里。
The gospel says, Christ died for you while you were a sinner, so come to Jesus.
福音说当你还是罪人的时候耶稣基督为你死所以你来到耶稣那里。
In other words,
换句话说
if God...is working in your life, your past does not disqualify you.
如果神在你生命里面工作的时候，你的过去不会使到你不合格。
Nor your future.
或者你的将来都不会。
It prepares you to the grace of God.
它将你去预备好是藉着神的恩典。
This brings us to verse 14.
咁样就带到我哋去睇十四节。
And there we see 120 disciples crammed into Mary's upper room, and we see they are doing one specific act as the body of Christ.
有120个门徒就喺呢个楼房嘅上边，佢哋做紧一样嘢，系为住耶稣基督。
What are they doing？
佢哋做紧乜嘢
？Are they having polite small talk and opening up their house for fellowship？
他们是不是随意只是很倾下偈很开心这样呢
?Are they having a hot pot party?
是不是在一起打边炉呢
?Are they having sushi party? I love sushi.
是不是一起去吃寿司呢
?Are they having pizza party like youth kids?
又或者好像年轻人这样一起有一个pizza 的派对呢
?Or are they mapping out their intricate next 20 years of the strategic ministry growth?As they base their foundation upon the past 20 years.
又或者是不是他们很小心地计划未来20年他们的事工要怎样发展基于他过去20年的经验。
Verse 14 tells us a couple things.
告诉我们听有几样东
西。With one accord.
是一样的。
They devoted.
他们恒切的。
To prayer.
去祈祷。
Union.
合一。
Fervency.
是热心的
upward sacrifice.
是獻上他們自己。
They were wrestling with heaven.
他們在跟天堂去摔角。
Not just for an hour.
不是只是一個鐘頭。
But continuously for 10 breathless, agonizing, anxious days.
而是十日的不停的很累但是要繼續的去祈禱。
You know, this 10 days of 120 people, logistically speaking, it's impossible.
在物質上面120人連續10日這樣祈禱是不可能。
Because there's no modern plumbing.
因為當時沒有一個現代的水渠的系統。
They gotta eat and they gotta, right?
他們吃東西當然他們要去廁所。
There's no air conditioning.
沒有冷氣。
120 people crammed in one place, it's, the temperature will rise with no cost.
120人是困在一個地方，這個溫度當然是會很高。
Exhaustion must have set in after one day, probably.
可能過了一天之後，他們就已經覺得很筋疲力盡。
But Mary does not tell to take your meeting elsewhere.
但瑪利亞並沒有告訴他們說，哦，你們不如去第二地方吧。
She still provides a space for them.
他们仍然给他们有这个地方。
Because without the unction of the Holy Spirit,
因为如果没有圣灵的来到,
human effort in ministry is utterly nothing.
靠着人的努力去做事工的时候是没有用的。
Because when you look at the room, there's a Peter who denied Jesus 3 times.
因为当你看那个房的时候你看到彼得他三次不认主。
What can he do without the Spirit of the Lord?
如果没有神的圣灵的时候他做到什么呢?
There's Thomas who doubted the resurrection of Jesus. Unless I put my hand, I will not believe.
有多马他怀疑耶稣基督的复活他说除非我将我的手摆在他的肋旁否则我不会相信。
Thomas was not a doubter. He intentionally disbelieved without the evidence.
他如果没有任何证据的时候他就不相信。
There's a Matthew, the former traitor to Rome.
有马太是对于是他之前呢也都是背叛了罗马政府。
The tax collector. There's Simon the Zealot there.
马太是那个收税的并且有这个愤锐党的西门。
Even the family of Jesus were there.
耶稣基督的家人也都在那里。
You remember, they mocked Jesus.
你記得他們去取笑耶穌?
His biological half-brothers.
這個是跟耶穌基督即是半親屬。
But now they bowed to the floor, recognizing him as the Lord of the Lords.
但現在他們是俯伏在地上去承認耶穌基督是萬主之主。
If that was the prominent picture that we often imagine when we read this text, I want us to shift our gaze a little bit here.
如果这个是当我们看这个经文的时候，我们看到的一个图画，但现在呢，我想去转一转。
There's definitely God is doing something that we often overlook.
很明显，神是做紧一啲嘢，我们是看不到的。
We often overlook because of.The agonizing prayer and the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们看不到他们在祈祷里面所种的痛苦和圣灵的大能。
Mary had a son.
玛利亚有个儿子。
Historically speaking, at the time of Pentecost, he was around 5 years old.
那在这个五旬节发生的时间呢，这个小孩可能大概5岁。
What does Mary do with her son when these mobs of persecuted Christians come and join their prayer in the upper room?
咁当呢班被逼迫嘅基督徒嚟到呢个楼房嘅时候，玛利亚对于呢个儿子做咗啲乜嘢咧
？A typical house or modern family would say that if 100 of weeping and frightened adults show up to their door.The parent of the son would make sure that he does not associate with them.
咁当有100个人呢个佢哋流住泪嚟到要喺呢度祈祷嘅时候咧，咁嗰个呢间屋嘅父母咧，可能要肯定呢个细路仔咧唔会同佢哋有任何嘅瓜葛。
The parents would give the boy an iPad and lock him in the room and say, Let us not stress him. Let us not our sons to see the agony of the church.
你的父母可能好似今日咁样，就俾个 iPad 佢，将佢关喺呢个门上后边啊，叫佢啊，等佢啊，唔好睇到佢哋啊咁辛苦嘅样，等佢啊自己喺嗰度啦。
That's actually sanitizing the experience of faith, the experience of the faith of the church.
但系呢个咧就系去。否定了这个小孩子能够经历这个教会这个信仰的生命的经历。
But obviously Mary didn't have an iPad, but what does she do here?
那当时当然玛利亚没有一个 iPad 给这个小孩子，那她做什么呢？
Imagine she's allowing her only son Mark, sorry, I don't know whether she was, he was only son, Mark to be in the middle of that fire.
我想象到玛利亚让马可就在他这帮人的当中。
Mark probably weaves in and out of these crowded, sweaty room.
马可可能在这个楼房这么多人的地方走来走去。
Wondering going up and down the stairs of his own house.
可能在楼梯上面上上落落去家。
He looks at Peter.
他看看彼得。
Who betrayed Jesus.
他否定耶稣的。
Weeping on the stone floor because of what he just did.
在地上去流泪去痛哭，因为他刚做过的。
Mark watches James, John praying together with the rest of them, weeping like a child.
马可也都看着雅各，看着约翰去一路流泪的，好像小孩子一样去祈祷。
Our dear little Mark is navigating through a labyrinth of kneeling and weeping and desperate praying bodies of Christ.
马可就在这班流泪的跪在那里痛哭的祈祷的人的当中去走来走去。
For 10 days.
十日这么久。
120 adult men and women.
120个大人。
Crammed into an upper room and crying out for God.
在这个楼房上面去祈祷去向神去呼喊。
Our dear Mark does not hear a polite 30-second prayer over a meal.
我哋呢个马可所听到嘅唔系30秒喺借饭嘅祈祷咁样
，or for good weather，
又或者系为咗好嘅天气
，or safe trip，
或者好嘅旅程去祈祷。
He hears the roar of prayer warriors。
佢听到嘅系呢班祈祷战士佢哋嘅呼喊。
A broken people of Christ united, pleading for heaven to open wide and intervene.
一班破碎的人藉着耶稣基督联合一起去祈祷。
He hears raw, unfiltered, sometimes very vivid desperation language in the prayers of these men and women.
马可听到的就是这班人很坦白的，是很真诚的，并且是一个很绝望的一个祈祷。
It gets worse.
不单只是这样，并且
Suddenly, one day arrives when the wind begins to blow with no breeze.
但有一天突然间，这个风开始在这个房里面去吹。
Mark sees the Holy Spirit falls upon those 120 men and women who are praying in the upper room.
马可看到这个圣灵降临在这班120个人的身上。
And all of a sudden, these men and women began shouting the glories of God in foreign languages.
突然间，他们就用外地的语言去向神去赞美。
Right there, a five-year-old Mark sees the glory of heaven on earth.
突然间，五岁的马可就看到神的荣耀在这个地上降临。
The very living presence of the Holy Spirit.Coming upon his mom, uncles, and these men and women.
这个圣灵，马可看到的圣灵降临在他的妈妈、他的叔父、他的这120个人的身上。
When you make your home a place for desperate prayer, you organically pass on a living faith to the next generation.
当你去敞开你的家去让人来到去祈祷的时候呢你就将这个经验去带到给你的下一代。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
this would or ought to change the question of parenting.
这个应该去改变这个怎样教导儿女的这些问题。
I've been serving as a youth pastor and so forth for many, many years, and parents would often come and ask, how do I make sure my child holds on to their faith?
我过去呢都是服侍年轻人，很多父母来都问我，我怎样肯定我的儿女会去捉紧他们的这个信仰呢？
As if they are consulting the pastor to do the job that they were given by God.
好像就是他们去问紧这个牧师去做这个工作，是神给他们的工作。
And the Bible is unconcerned. They're not concerned with simply telling you what you need to be doing, but it gives you how.
这个圣经并没有说去解释讲你听要应该怎样做，但是呢，他给你看到怎样做。
How do we transmit or transfer or give the reality of God to the next generation?
我们怎样将神的这个真实去传达给下一代呢？
How did Moses pass on to the next leader, Joshua, the baton of the holy calling?
这个摩西怎样将神给他们的呼召去传道给他下一代，就是约书亚领袖呢？
In Exodus 33, Moses sets up a tent to seek the presence of God outside of the camp.
咁喺出埃及记33章形容到摩西喺呢个营会以外咧，去起一个帐幕去与神相遇。
There Moses enters, and the pillars of cloud descends, and Moses speaks with the Lord face to face.
摩西入到呢个帐幕里边，而神嘅喺一个云彩就降临喺呢个帐幕嘅上边。摩西与神咧系面对面去说话。
But listen carefully to verse 11 of Exodus 33.
但去睇下33章11节讲乜嘢。
Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. When Moses turned again into the camp, his assistant Joshua, the son of Nun, which is a Gentile, a young man, would not depart from the tent.
嗰度话耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手一个少年人乱的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
How do we pass down the faith in Christ?
我哋点样喺将喺基督里边嘅信心去传达俾下一代咧
？We often hear the family that prays together stays together。
我哋好少听到话，当一个家庭系一齐去祈祷嘅时候咧，佢哋会维系一齐。
But I want to challenge you and submit to you there is something even deeper.
但我想挑战你，去俾你睇到有一啲更加深入嘅。
The child who watches their parents pray with the church cannot deny the reality of God。
就当呢个细路仔去睇到佢嘅父母同埋佢教会一齐去祈祷嘅时候，佢唔能够去否定神嘅真实。
Because faith is not a data package you download from internet。
因为信心不是好像一个数据你可以在网上就这样下载下来。
Faith is a fire caught through proximity of other Christian fires.
信心是藉着好像一个火这样，是近当你接近其他基督徒的时候，这个火就会辣着。
If our next generation of this church only see a sanitized theoretical Sunday morning religion,
如果我们的下一代他只知道看到星期日朝头早只是讲到神学的一个教会的时候，
Why would we expect from them to submit their life to it?
我们怎样可以期待他们会将他们的生命会摆上呢？
We don't need our children to read about the fire alone.
我们不需要我们的孩子去读到关于火的东西。
We need to put them in the room where the fire is currently burning in the name of Jesus by the word of God with the Holy Spirit.
我们要将他们放在一个房里面，那个房就是有火 去燃烧着，藉着耶稣基督的宝血，藉着圣灵的大能。
Our teenagers probably don't need another neat curriculum on Sunday mornings.
我们的小孩不需要另一个在星期日早上要读的一个主日学的课程。
But probably what they truly need is those Christian brothers and sisters kneeling on their knees and praying on that Tuesday evening.
而是他们要看到在平日的日子，他们看到弟兄姊妹是 跪在地上去恳切祈祷。
They need to sit and watch those 10 desperate adults in community group physically dropping down on their knees to intercede for a brother who just got diagnosed with cancer.
他们要看到在社区里面的弟兄姊妹十个、二十个一起的同心合意的跪下去为某一个弟兄刚刚去、被证实有癌症的弟兄祈祷。
Imagine with me.
我们一起想象一下。
If your dining room was the prayer, the house of prayer, where they watched your family members, watched men of the church confess their hope in Christ.
如果他们看到你的屋企是一个祈祷的地方，你看到这帮人是在神面前去承认、他们耶稣基督是他们唯一的盼望的时候。
Imagine if your house was the place where church or believers, non-believers, brought their heart-aching prayer requests they cannot share with others.
他想象一下你家是那帮弟兄姊妹或者未信的人将他们不能够同人去分享的一个代祷的事情带到你家去祈祷。
And weeping on their knees in dependence and utter helplessness, but fully exhaustive dependence on a sovereign God.
就在地上去跪住去流泪去承认他们的无助是完全的将他们摆上是很疲累的但是他们仍然将他们自己摆上在神面前。
We must ask whether we have been feeding our next generation's intellect without utterly failing, with, while utterly failing their affections.
我们要问一下我们究竟是不是将我只是将头脑上的知识去给我们的下一代而不将这个、在 信仰上面所真正有的感情去给他们看到。
Are we so protective of our own schedule that our child would never witness an adult weeping in the name of Jesus?
我们是不是很留心我们自己的时间表以致我们的孩子去看不到人去真诚的在神的面前去流泪去祈祷呢?
For the glory of Christ and the works of God.
为住耶稣基督的荣耀和神的工作。
What did Mary do for Mark?
玛利亚为住马可做了什么呢?
She didn't just teach him theology, she probably did, or the Bible stories.
可能他讲了一些圣经的故事，但可能也都可能讲了少少的神学的东
西。But she submerged Mark's life into a life of the praying, worshiping church.
但是玛利亚将马可的生命就放在这帮人的当中他们为着、这个教会去祈祷去流泪代祷。
And Jesus calls those place the house of prayer.
耶稣基督称呼这些为是、祈祷的家庭。
Because Mary refused to lock the door.
因为玛利亚拒绝去将这个门去关上。
The future of her son Mark and his entire life was shaped by the grace of God.
马可将来的生命就是被神的恩典去造就。
Please do note that the early church was not formed in a massive bureaucratic, a well-organized institution.
要留意当时的教会并不是在一个、一个官僚的制度或者任何的制度之下所建立的一个教会。
But the very first Christian body of God, the church, was.Started around a family table, an upper room.
在第一个教会建立的时候，就是从一个家庭里面，在一个餐桌旁边去成立。
Now, some of us, if you are deeply ingrained in the legalism of this world, and then you would probably say something like this. Ah, I get it now.
咁可能你係喺呢個世代嘅、律法主義嘅、影響之下，可能你會問啊，哇！我諗到啦。
If I just create the perfect spiritual environment or household，
你諗下，你會話如果我嘗試去建造一個完美嘅、屬靈嘅環境
，If I open my house more for church people to come and pray，
如果我將我哋家更加经常的打开让弟兄姊妹来到去祈祷的时候
If I host more fellowship groups and Bible studies then my kid, my child is guaranteed to be blessed by God
如果我在家去办多些、查经班或者是团契的时候那我的小孩就 肯定会被神去祝福了。
If that's all we're doing, extracting formulaic parenting strategies from today's text,
咁如果我从今日嘅经文里边尝试去揾一啲教养孩童嘅方法或者系程式嘅时候
，we miss the heart of redemptive history entirely.
嗱，我哋就去忽略咗
，because grace
呢个教会嘅救赎嘅历史。
Because grace rarely moves in a straight single line.
因为恩典好少会行住一条直线咁样去。
If having the greatest spiritual incubator in human history guarantees perfection,
如果一个完美嘅属灵嘅环境喺人类嘅历史里边能够去肯定系完美嘅时候
，then by age of 20, Mark should have been a superhero.
咁到马可二十岁嘅时候，应该喺信心上边变成一个超级英雄。
But he wasn't.
但系佢唔系。
As years advanced later, we would see that Mark would grow and grow, and he would reach young adulthood.
因为当喺一啲年日之后，马可就系成长成为一个少年人。
And because of his background, he was naturally chosen to accompany the Apostle Paul and his uncle Barnabas on a mission journey.
因为他的背景，所以他被选择是和保罗和巴拿巴是一起去在一个宣教的路上。
The Bible records that all of them would leave onto a mission field to Cyprus and then so forth.
圣经去记录载到他们去离开去到是塞浦路斯和其他的地方。
But then, right at the base of the intimidating Taurus Mountain,
但去到这个托赖斯山的山脉的山脚的时候，
Mark quits.
马可就脱队了。
The boy who played the fires of the Pentecost abandons Paul and Peter behind.
这个曾经在这个五旬节看到这个圣灵的火的少年人马可，他离开了保罗。
And he runs back home to Mary. And this is in Acts 13.
在使徒行传十三章记载了他回到家去到玛利亚那里。
And we don't know exactly why.
我们不知道为什么。
But imagine his mother's face when Mark suddenly comes home.
你可以想象一下，当马可突然间回到家的时候，玛利亚的面色是怎样？
Weeks earlier or even months earlier than expected.
在他预期的回来的时间之前的几个礼拜或者几个月。
Carrying the shame of failure.
带着一个失败的羞辱。
The golden child.
一个受重视的孩子
，the one of a kind，
一个万中无一的
，is a failure，
是一个失败者。
Now the strict law of the old covenant would probably say he's disqualified。
咁喺以前嘅一个传统嘅方法谂法或者旧约嘅谂法就系话佢冇资格啦。
He failed the test。
佢在这个测试上面失败了。
And Paul actually applies this standard on him, doesn't he?
保罗也将这个的准则是应用在马可那里。
Later in Acts 15, Paul disagrees with Barnabas to bring Mark with them again.
使徒行传15章保罗是跟巴拿巴争论认为不应该将马可带上来。
Now what do you think?
你怎么想?
Is the grace of Mary's hospitality now a waste?
是不是玛利亚她那个好接待人的一族的恩典是浪费了呢?
All those unending furnace burning for endless cooking, or are they all wasted?
她怎样去不断地去服侍这班人，不断地煮东西清洁，是不是浪费了呢?
But the story doesn't end here.
这个故事不是这样停。
Later, Paul himself forgives Mark and writes from a prison saying, Get Mark and bring him to me, bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for ministry.
后来保罗在监狱去写这封信的时候，他这样讲，他说你来的时候要把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益处。
This Mark, who saw the Pentecost in his own eyes,
这个马可他亲眼的去看到五旬节的事
in his own home,
在他的家里
This Mark who failed missionaries with the greatest missionaries of all time, Peter and Paul,
这个马可同时间去使到历史上面这个最伟大的宣教士保罗和彼得去失望
This young boy whose mom just wanted to open her house to invite disciples.
他的妈妈, 打开他的家门去接纳门徒的来到,
By the power of the Holy Spirit, he pens down the Gospel of Mark for us.
藉着圣灵的大能,
Brothers and sisters, our ultimate comfort is not that if we try incredibly hard to build a Christian home.
我们至终的安舒不是说我们要怎样努力去建立一个基督教的家庭。
That if we try incredibly hard to build a Christian home, our kids will never make a mistake. That is not our ultimate comfort.
你说如果我尝试去尽力去建立一个基督教的家庭，以致我的小孩不会犯错的时候，这个不是你最终的一个安息。
We will fail at one point.
在某一点上面，我们一定会失败。
Mark failed.
马可失败。
But we preach a Christ-centered grace that writes straight on crooked lines.
但是我们去在一些曲线上面去写出这个福音，是以耶稣基督为中心的福音。
In Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior,
在耶稣基督我们的救主的当中,
we must look past our own homes
我们要看的要超越我们自己的家,
to the ultimate house not built by human hands but by God's Word.
去看到这个家是被神去建立，不是被人手去建立这个最终的家。
Why would Jesus want us to invite and open our homes to chaotic people of God?
耶稣基督为什么想我们打开他的家，让这群这么混乱的基督徒来到呢？
Because we were once chaotic rebels.
因为我们曾经都是很混乱去否定神的人。
Entirely homeless, and banned from Garden of Eden.
是完全的无家可归，在这个伊甸园之外被逐出来。
Because we were once aliens to God, enemies of God.
因为我们从前都是神的敌人。
We had nothing to offer but rebellion.
我们除了我们的叛逆之外，我们没有东西可以去献上给神。
But in order to reconcile us back to God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, left heaven and immense riches.
因为耶稣基督要我们去同神去复活，以致他需要离开天上的所有的东西，那个丰富来到。
He became a man of sorrows.
他成为常经忧患的人。
He who authored the galaxies allowed himself to be rejected at every door in Bethlehem.
他创造这个宇宙，他让自己 被这个耶路撒冷的人去否定。He
became homeless for our sake and walked onto that skull-shaped hill of Calvary.
他为了我们的缘故成为无家的人，他走在这个竹楼地各个他的上面。Carrying
the sins of the world upon his shoulder.
他将世界的罪带在他的膊头上面。And
eventually, mercilessly being crucified upon that hill, on that cross.
最终的是在这个山上被钉死在十字架上。
Then the great veil that separated God and men ripped apart.
然后这个幔子，将神和人分开的幔子是裂开。
Jesus Christ, your Savior, our Savior, absorbed your curse and the wrath of God exhaustively.
你的救主，我的救主耶稣基督，去领受了神的愤怒。
For that reason, the doors of heaven are swung open for you and us.
为了这样的原因，天堂的门为你和我是敞开。
And God is now welcoming exiles and sinners like us into His eternal glory.
神就欢迎你和我这些曾经被放逐的罪人，去进入到祂的荣耀的里面。
Join at the table with God Himself.
是与神是坐在这个筵席的上面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
we serve the Lord whose very life was an open door to broken humanity.
我们服侍这个神，祂将这个门去敞开，为着这些破碎的人。
When a family opens up their home to pray with brothers and sisters in Christ,
当一个家庭打开嘅门去让弟兄姊妹一齐去祈祷嘅时候
，I assure you, God fills that home with His Word and with His Spirit and grace and mercy.
神会将呢个家庭系充满住佢嘅恩典、佢嘅话语、佢嘅真理。
That's the restoring the second part of family worship.
呢个就系点样恢复家庭崇拜嘅第二步。
One accord, devoting prayer.
一心的是在一起的同心祈祷。
What will your house be known for, my brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，你的家会被人认识 是一个怎样的家庭？
Will it be known as the personal museums of accomplishments?
是不是被人去看认识是你个人的成就的地方？
Would it be known as...The upper room, the engine room, the boiler room for the work and kingdom of God.
还是系好似呢个楼房咁样，系为住神嘅国度一个做事工嘅地方。
Invite each other.
彼此去邀请。
Go to their homes.
去到佢哋屋企。
And pray with one accord.
系同心嘅祈祷。
For that family.
为住嗰个家庭。
For that household.
为到嗰个家。
For that house of the Lord.
为了那个属神的家。
Invite others into your mess.
去邀请其他人去到你的家。
Let them hear what you pray.
让他们听到你的祈祷。
Let them watch you forgive your children, forgive your spouse.
让他们听到你去赦免你的孩子，赦免你的配偶。
And let them sit at your imperfect table.With the perfect king and the lord of your house.
让他们去与这个完美的神坐在这个不完美的餐桌的前面。
And let us behold our God together in the name of Jesus.
让我们在基督的里面去仰望神。
Who opened up heaven for you.
去打开天堂的门为你。
To him be the glory in the upper room as well as the deepest valley wherever you are.
无论你在哪里，无论他在你的楼房上面。
Let us pray.
我们祈祷。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for teaching us once again a very footsteps that we ought to take as your household.
天父，我们感谢你去教导我们作为这个家我们应该要行的一步。
We pray that you would bless every single one of us and every single household in this church.
我们祈祷你祝福这个教会的每一个家庭。
Would you use their home to be a house of prayer?
用他们的家成为祈祷的家。
Where no Satan or evil scheme can shake the foundation of that church.
没任何撒旦的工具欺骗的东西可以去摇动这个教会的根基。
No other man or this world ideology can take away what you have promised in Jesus for that family, O God.
没任何世界上的任何人或者任何的想法能够去将这个家庭的应许，你的应许去拿走。
Would you raise up another Mary and Mark in our church?
求你在我们的教会里面兴起另一个玛利亚，另一个马可。
That they may experience and continue on the walk of faith that only comes from knowing and seeing and witnessing the body of Christ.
让他们继续是藉着去看到，去经历到基督徒的肢体的生活的时候，去继续去行他们的路。
Would you guide them with your word and by the spirit?
用你的话语，用你的灵去引导他们。
And bless your people, O God.
主祝福你的子民。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.